So we make preparations to hear the words of Scripture this day from John's Gospel. If you are able, I would invite you to please stand. John's Gospel from the 15th chapter has these words for us today. As the Father has sent me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I call you my friends because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from the Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. May God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us this day, for they are the word of God for the people of God. Please be seated. Our gracious and loving God, we are thankful for these words of Scripture, the words of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh God, in these moments now that we share together, we pray that you will give us a sense of peace and rest and comfort. Oh God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may they be pleasing and acceptable, oh God, to you, our rock and our redeemer. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen. We've heard of the term helicopter parents. Probably mostly it's a helicopter mom. A young woman writes, I just checked in on my daughter. She was in school and I checked in on her through a webcam. It was a proud mommy moment. She writes on Facebook. As this child did a heartwarming random act of kindness that mom got to see. Well, we all know that kids aren't always what we hope they would be, and so those random acts of kindness and those wonderful, proud mommy daddy moments can turn sour pretty quickly. What's new was the way this woman was able to view her child, logged in on the school website, and activated the camera in her child's classroom. Gone are those days when you put your child on the bus at 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning, and they return home at 2 or 3 o'clock, and you have no idea what they did. Technology has changed the classroom forever. It's becoming more and more common now as technology comes down in price. Now it's not only in some of our schools, it's also in our daycares, it's even on our buses. As moms and dads, we now can check in on our children perhaps 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Yet, this loving gesture, this hovering gesture with such technology, do we really want to continue as that statement is, a helicopter mom or dad? Do our children want that to happen? It's that mom or dad who is constantly hovering or buzzing their children, controlling, some would say controlling, manipulating, directing, micromanaging their children. I asked last evening if there were any helicopter moms, and I had a mom who was very brave. She was visiting, first time last night, and she admitted, "Yep, I'm a helicopter mom. I want to know everything that's going on in my daughter's life, and I homeschool her, and that helps that." Now, probably this is the safer way to ask, "Hey, kids, are your mom or dad's helicopter moms and dads?" Uh-huh. But wait a minute, this is not a day to criticize moms. I'm not going there on Mother's Day. Not going down that road. But when we talk about mom and honoring mom and that perhaps helicoptering, well, it is also a Sunday, and it's a day to talk about God. And that's why we really have to wonder if people view God as a helicopter God. Buzzing around, controlling, interfering. Or do most people think about mom and perhaps about God in a different way? Maybe, let me see if I can get this loose without it getting away from me. Get my finger in here so it doesn't get away from me. Maybe we want to see mom or God as us, the balloon, and God or mom hanging on to the string. Giving us a little bit of room, maybe. No? Yes? A lot of room? Yeah? All right, hold on, we'll come back to that. Rabbi David Wolp talks about maybe we need to be helium parents. Where, yeah, we hold on to that string. Keep tabs a little bit, pull them down when they need to be pulled down and grounded and let go, but just kind of holding on to that string a little bit to keep tabs on children. But how do we want God to mother us? Do we want God to hold on to that string as well and pull us down when we need pulled down and hang on to us when we need hung on to and then maybe let go a little bit? Or maybe we prefer that God slip out and just maybe goes. Or maybe we really want a little closer contact and touch with God. Maybe. Maybe we'd prefer not quite that distance. The last two worship services, I've had people say, "Well, David, you know, I was one of those ones that was, well, I was held on to for a while, and I was active in the church, and, well, yeah, I kind of just drifted away and off and really far away. But you know, God's love has continued to work on me and work on me. And I kept coming a little closer and a little closer and a little closer. And through God's love, I just kept coming back. And back more. And I can say, yes, God does have a hold on me. And sometimes it's good that through God's love that we're given just that little bit of freedom. But maybe, oh, we all know how sometimes we need that little gentle nudge and yank. And maybe sometimes just hard down. And maybe sometimes we need that little bit of flexibility again to go. It's fun watching these kids. How am I doing that? You don't know. Good. Anybody have a guess? Help them out. Fishing string. It's under a pile of books down here, so it won't go away. It's 4-pound test. I figured that would be good enough. All right. What's that? Watch the candle. Yes. Yes. Upstairs last night, I put it on the floor, and Jack said, it's going to smack you in the head because the air conditioners were on, and I turned it. So I had to move it on the other side. But when we think about that relationship with God and how that all fits together, what does our text say to us about God's presence in our lives? More importantly, on a day of Mother's Day and love and that relationship and fellowship? Well, the text says to us today that God's love for you is specific. Jesus says in the text this morning, you did not choose me, I chose you. Oh, don't you remember how fun it was when Mom chose us to do something? Not the normal chores of picking up our rooms, putting our towel on the hanger, putting our clothes in the dirty clothes, making our bed. But remember when Mom would say, hey, will you help me bake some cookies? Can I lick the bowl? You know, it was allowed. You could lick the bowl then with a raw egg. You're not allowed to do that now. But remember those things when you got to have that special assignment to be right beside Mom or Dad and give you that special job. Jesus also says in today's passage that it's a love in which we remain. Jesus says, remain in my love. Remain in my love by being obedient to God and doing what God wants us to do in any given moment, just as I, Jesus says, have been obedient as well. And we know that passage from Romans chapter 8, that nothing in this world or the next can separate us from the love of God. And then, you know, Jesus also says that the love that we receive from God, that it's a love that asks us to play nicely and to share it with others. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I've loved you. And this love of Jesus Christ is sacrificial. It requires some effort and sacrifice on our part. No one has greater love than this, that you're willing to lay down your life for another. Oh, indeed, that relationship that we share with our moms, with our dads, with our grandmas, grandpas, aunts, uncles, cousins, that love is complex because it's different for different individuals. And it's probably no less true than our love with God because we are unique individuals, but God comes to us where we need it and meets us, even though at times it might need that gentle pull to bring us back. Or sometimes it's that yank on the collar that hangs on to us, calls us into attention, and gets us back where we need to be. Our spiritual relationship with Almighty God is special and unique and experienced in many different ways throughout our lives. God allows us that ability to hover, to feel that hand that gently guides and pulls and directs, but always giving us that freedom to make choices. So in any case, on this Mother's Day, as we celebrate our moms and perhaps get together with family and friends, let us give thanks to those people in our lives who have been willing to make a sacrifice for our sake. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we are thankful for this day, for the words of Scripture, the teachings of Jesus Christ. We are grateful for your love and the love that we can give and share with others. Oh God, send us into the world that we might be your faithful servants. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen.